Okay, I'm not hearing any, so we're going to the, this is WRKF 572, Bob, and you're listening to the GMRS Amron directed net on the NV725 repeater in Grants Pass, Oregon. Okay, here's the intelligence reports. Reminder, for those of you who are receiving this brief on Sunday nets, please keep in mind that the news is almost a week old and other related news is likely to have already happened. We try to keep up with the changes and sometimes it's difficult in rapidly changing scenarios. If you want to receive this email brief on the day of its release on Mondays, please subscribe to the email letter by emailing to us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. This is the routine RRR current AMCON level 3. This is T-Rex 2025, dates July 25, 26, and 27. This is a nationwide practice with the real-life off-grid, off-repeater scenario to enhance your conceptions and readiness for emergency plans and communications. You may choose to listen only, which is great, if you can participate in relaying and receiving accurate news situations, stat reps, and messages over your radio. What does AMCON Level 3 mean? Due to the threats of retaliation for the U.S. strike on Iranian nuclear facilities, we assess an increased possibility of cyber attacks against the telecommunications and internet infrastructure, as well as sabotage against same from within the U.S. Source X, formerly Twitter, OSINT Defender, Sent Defender. According to NBC News, Iran delivered a communique to President Trump through the intermediary at the G7 summit last week in Canada, threatening to activate sleeper cell terrorist groups inside the U.S. if its nuclear facilities were attacked. The Trump administration, as well as federal, state, and local law enforcement and key cities across the country, are on high alert for any potential retaliations inside the U.S. Let me turn the page here. The DHS issued a statement warning that the Iran conflict is causing a heightened threat of environment in the United States. Source, The Washington Times. DHS warns smuggled Chinese jammers pose growing threat. Chinese technology companies are smuggling electronic warfare gear into the United States, posing a danger to civil aviation and public safety, the DHS said in a warning notice. Smuggling of Chinese-made signal jammers into the country increased by 830% since 2021. Signal jammers can be used to disrupt the radio and range of radio frequency channels and pose a threat to emergency response, law enforcement, and critical infrastructures, DHS said. According to the DHS, illegal aliens from South America use jammers to disrupt calls to local police during home invasions and bank robberies. The jammers have been used in crimes in Florida, Illinois, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, Vermont, and Virginia. Follow Amron video channels on YouTube and Rumble. Okay, we're going to move on to the Channel 3 projects. The Channel 3 projects several operators have coverage of our area. Roger 746 will run the Channel 3 project tonight. I hope he does a better job than I do. There's also Cameron 644, Jim 787, and Wes at 327 in the Grants Pass area. Craig and Judy 605 do the Illinois Valley Amron checking on Mondays with their IVARC net. Try to check in tonight and see how you do. If you are unable to hear the people I just mentioned, then step up and ask for Channel 3 check-ins in your area. Just ask for names and general locations. If you get any, write them down for yourself. If you would like to give your tallies to us here on this frequency, that would be great. If not, it's okay. Keep it to info for yourself. These will be people you need in emergencies. We are standing by for Channel 3 project numbers. Then we'll close the net following any questions and discussions. God bless y'all and God bless the Republic. Call Roger 746. Please take this away from me.
WRKJ 746. We're going to start out with GMRS 3. Then go to MERS 3, and then go to 146-420 for the ham operators. So let's all switch to GMRS 3.